Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. For everyone out there who has ever had trouble finding a hiking companion, Melissa Gaskill suggests you may want to consider recruiting your dog.
It's just great for the dog. I mean, so many people have dogs and the dogs don't get enough stimulation and exercise and interaction. And rather than having to do something like take them to a dog park where you're just doing something for the dog, this is something for both of you.
Gaskill is the author of Best Hikes with Dogs, Texas Hill Country and Gulf Coast. She says it's easy to start hiking with man's best friend.
You don't need any special skills, really. If you haven't done it, don't go start with the 25 mile overnight, but for the most part, if you can carry a backpack with some water in it and you've got some shoes on, you can go.
Before heading out to a state park, Gaskill recommends doing some research to make sure the dogs are allowed and that the trail is right for you.
Every park has some management, whoever's in charge of it, whoever owns it, and they'll have their own rules and you just have to ask. One thing I always recommend is talking to the people at the park when you go for a variety of reasons. You know, ask them about the condition of the trail. You might ask them what sorts of hazards there are. You can ask about the weather. You know, people at the parks are real knowledgeable. They're there. And in general, they love to talk to you.
Dogs are welcome in most state parks across Texas, but leashes are required. We'll tell you about Melissa's favorite trails tomorrow. That's our show for today. With research and writing help from Kate Lipinski. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.